Another gorgeous day to celebrate 4-H Achievement Days. This time we're in Plankinton at the Aurora County Fairgrounds, and I'm joined today by Trayton Moore. He's a member of the Country Kids 4-H Club. This is his third year in 4-H. Trayton, thanks for being with us today. And, well, how did you get started in 4-H?
Well, my dad has always been in 4-H, and he really wanted me to try it, so I did, and I really enjoyed it.
And you're very, very busy here at Achievement Days. A lot of projects to talk about. First of all, tell us about the A-frame shelf.
Well, the A-frame shelf was something my mom wanted to put her Christmas village on, so that's kind of why I made it, and it actually got a purple ribbon.
How long did it take to make that shelf?
That took me about a week to make it.
Where did you find the plans for it?
Well, I found the planks at Walmart.
And then also, you've been busy baking again. What kind of bread did you bake?
I made zucchini brownie bread.
Okay, tell us about the recipe. What goes into the zucchini brownie bread?
Well, I have, of course, zucchini, and then I have some cocoa and some... Then other than that, it's mostly just bread, but I added some different ingredients.
And how did you make out with your zucchini bread?
That did really good. That is a purple.
And also, you baked one of my all-time favorites, chocolate chip cookies. How did those turn out?
Those did really good. Those have a purple ribbon, and those could possibly, I think, be a cream of the crop.
And what is cream of the crop?
Well, cream of the crop is basically the best of every category, but the judges pick one item from every category, and the best one wins cream of the crop.
And you also mentioned that you've done some visual arts projects. Tell us about those.
Those, I made a little shrinky dink plastic coloring. I have a wind chime I made. I have a marbled planter, and I also have a puzzle.
And let's talk about your photography. You've been quite busy with that. What did you photograph this year?
This year, I photographed a cat in a tree. I also photographed a picture of the Corn Palace, and that's about it.
Didn't you do a hay bale, too?
Oh, yes. So you can't forget about the hay bale spiral I made.
What kind of camera do you use?
I used my mom's phone.
Well, Trayton, you've been involved in 4-H now for about 3 years. Any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
I would really like to get more involved in woodworking.
And Trayton, one final question. If someone were to approach you about your 4-H experience, meaning they're thinking about joining 4-H and want to know why they should, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that 4-H is a lot of fun. You do a lot of good community service, but you get to meet a lot of new friends. And if you like to make anything, there's probably going to be a category for it.
Trayton Moore of the Country Kids 4-H Club, thanks for visiting with us today here at Aurora County 4-H Achievement Days, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And that's Trayton Moore here at Aurora County, and I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.